Well, it's real simple. I mean, like, there are four different focuses each week. So, you know, candles being lit till Christmas, and the Christ candles lit Christmas Eve or day, depending on the church services. So the candles, here we are. The first one is the candle of expectation of hope. You know, basically the anticipation of the coming Messiah. Mm. The second candle is preparation, or John the Baptist candle. You know, preparation means to, you know, get ready. So helping us to be ready to welcome God, you know, reminding us that John came as the forerunner to Christ. Third candle, the angels, you know, the joy candle, basically worshiping the newfound king, the love that we have in Christ, reminding us how the angels brought the message to the world that Jesus came to save. And the fourth candle is a love candle. This is where it reminds us that God sent his only son to earth to save us because he loves us. And then finally, the big white candle in the middle, the large one. This is the Christ candle. And it's lit, of course, signifying Christ's birth, that Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God. And this usually, you know, as I said, it's lit during Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, depending what the church does. The other white candles, well, the other candles around the actual wreath are actually a different color. They're usually like a pink or a rose color. So that's what each candle is all about.
Interesting. So Advent as a whole is just a way that we can, I don't know, just it's reflect. Kinda,
yeah, like it's like a countdown to Christmas, you know?
And countdown to Christmas.
Yeah. You know, it's much better than, I mean, like, I love the chocolate calendars, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's much better because each day it's, you're like, you're taking another day to prepare for what it means to celebrate the birth of Christ.
Yeah, and just stop and reflect. I like that.